Welcome back to the Cooking Barker Podcast with our host, Adam and Tiny. They'll be talking about bars, restaurants, hospitality industry, what you didn't know, what you might want to know, and now on with today's subject. Adam, I'm going to let you take the lead.
Let me take the lead.
Well, yeah, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one.
All right.
Your intro.
Well, how you doing, Tiny, first of all?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here's the cheers. Welcome.
Back to the world headquarters.
And the world headquarters. Cooking bartender. Man, I am just, my brain is kind of shot at the moment.
It's all right. You got a lot going on. You got a lot of things going on.
Well, we both have a lot going on.
That is very true. So.
We're very productive people in our society.
We try to be.
Yep.
I don't know if productive is the word. Maybe batshit crazy.
I go batshit crazy for $500, Alex.
Nice. So, hello, everybody. Whoever's out there tuning in, appreciate you listening again.
I want to say thanks to Denmark. Is it Denmark?
I think it is.
Denmark. And what's the other one? Oh, I can't remember. They listened to us. All like the United States is number one, and then you got Denmark, and then is it New Zealand? I don't remember what that
was. I think you did tell me it was New Zealand.
Yeah. I'm like, thanks. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I don't know what or why, but thanks.
We appreciate it. First of all, it's super cool that so many countries that we've been listening to at least once.
Yep.
What, 30-plus countries?
Right? Like the middle of Australia. Oh, not middle of Australia. Africa.
Middle of Africa. We've got the Middle East. We got some.
Yeah. I mean, they're all over.
It's 30 to 40 countries have tuned in. And, yep. And Denmark and New Zealand is...
are on top.
For some reason, some people there like us and are still listening.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And it blows my mind. And so, yeah, props to everybody listening. But
appreciate
definitely
it.
Shout out to anybody overseas that's tuned in and is enjoying it. Because when we started this a year and a half ago, I think it was roughly, we didn't expect to.
It was just,
we didn't even know if anyone outside of Wisconsin was going to tune in.
We wouldn't even know if we were still doing it right now.
Right. So props to everybody for tuning in. And welcome back to another episode.
It takes a lot of energy to do this.
And time and energy.
Time
it does.
And energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's not just sitting down, bullshitting a little bit, and then hitting send. I mean, there's editing.
There's
marketing.
Talking on the phone for a couple hours to really decide what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
Yep. It's
more than I ever thought it would be.
It's a real part-time job.
It really is.
And if we did more than one every week or two, it would be a full-time job because it's a lot that goes into
it. It might happen.
You know, and just even the thought, driving in your car and you're thinking about the next episode or the notes you take, or you're at work and you're thinking about it, like that mental energy of preparing for it is time.
It is.
Time spent.
Time. Even if you're sitting at work working, you know, that kind of leads into what we want to talk about today, isn't it?
What's that?
The energy.
The energy we put into, our work in this business and our passion for the game. Yeah.
The game.
So I think today we're going to talk a little bit about the people that are in this industry that are super passionate about us, you and millions of other people that really are in it because they love it.
The career-oriented people.
Yeah. The energy that we put in and expend to make sure we are given the best food, the best guest service, the best guest experience, the best everything, and that satisfaction that we get from doing it because we truly love it.
Yep.
But then what it takes out of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is for every business out there. Everybody has passion or whatever that... Even the CEO, you know, he missed lunch because he has a very busy appointment or whatever. But it's still, the energy just drains out of you.
In this business, it's a little bit different. I mean, there are a million different levels of hospitality business.
Yep.
And every job and career, definitely is intense. This business, especially the restaurant, bar, and grill part of it, it's so, your whole day is you being... in demand from guests and strangers. I mean, you're at their beck and call. Like, they are dictating everything that you do. And unlike a lot of careers where you could just stop,
you're in a cubicle and you're talking to somebody on the phone. You're like flicking the phone off. You fuck.
Yeah. Or you're like, I got to pee. I'm going to stop typing this document. I'm going to go pee. There are so many times because it's so customer driven and we're there to serve.
Yep.
And it just doesn't stop, especially, you know, for us, our peak months, July. I mean, there's 12, 13-hour shifts. There is no pee.
You pee maybe once.
You know, you don't even have time to think about peeing. Then the shift's over and you're, like, about to pee yourself.
Yep. Because you go, oh, crap, I got to pee. Oh, crap, I forgot to do that. Okay, let's do this. And all of a sudden you're like, 2 hours later, you're like, oh, crap, I got to pee. Oh, crap, I forgot to do this. I got to do that. Or
yeah, and how many times have we gone 12, 13, 14 hours and didn't eat and we're starving, but we were so busy we didn't even think about it.
Yep.
And at the end of your shift, you're like, shit, I didn't pee, I didn't smoke, I barely drank water because I was too busy to remember that, and I haven't eaten in 12 hours. And yet I still had this, like, turbo speed going, and I'm burning all these calories, mental and physical. And then the shift ends, and it's like, wah, wah, wah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But your brain still keeps on racing.
Yeah, and for me as a bartender in the busy lake resort seasonal, it's, you know, the waves just keep coming.
Yeah, because your bar, kind of like my restaurant too, but you, especially as you're right on the lake, huge lake, that people flow in, and they, hey, a couple of drinks, and they float.
And then a big pontoon wave yep. comes in, and it's always, it just never ends, and you don't get those 5 minutes, because even if you have 5 minutes, 50 people cleared out of your bar, there's a few left, and you're like, oh shit, now it's just catching up, because you know in 7 minutes, 50 more people are coming in.
Yep.
And they're all intoxicated, and they're, I need this now. We're cooking behind the bar, and we're bartending, and it's just, we're running, we're doing it all, and it's amazing, the little sacrifices that most people at work can get, like a lunch.
Yep.
Or a 5 minute break, or even some fresh air. Like,
and sometimes I'm like at Walmart, and this is just generalization, it has nothing to do with Walmart, it's any place, that you're in line all of a sudden that she's like, oh, I'm done. Oh, because they're bitching because they missed their 5 minute break. Whatever they get, I have no idea. But us, there's no stopping.
There's no corporate policy built in. That, oh, it's Susie's turn to take a break.
It's Susie's turn to take a break.
Timmy gets 3:15 break. Nope. And yeah, shut down the
you
line.
You can't say no to the people. You got to keep going.
You know, I mean, it's not every day is that way, but especially in our seasonal world, every day is that day for three straight months, you know, June, July, August, and into September. It's just, there are no slow days.
Nope. You got to go.
And the passion for the people like us, who are so passionate about giving that, like, top-notch 150% guest service and guest experience, because we want to make their day better and their vacation better. The mental energy put into that.
It's a lot.
It's like, just we're giving all of our, everything we have to make them happy. And then at the end of the day, like, you go home and there's so many days where you're like, oh, I'm so proud of myself. You get so much joy out of helping them. But then you sit down and you're like, fuck, I just want someone to ask me how I am today.
Right? I just want the hug.
You just want the hug, or like,
or somebody to give you the beer or whatever you drink.
Yeah. What could I get for you? Or just someone to say, like, how was your day? And you can just either vent a little bit or just say thank you. Because we're constantly asking, how are you?
Yep.
What do you need? And like, we're givers.
We're givers.
And we don't take a lot.
And that's probably why, I mean, personally myself, especially when I was working and I've lived by myself for 90, 100, whatever.
We're not math wizards.
No, barely that. But I had to go home and I'm like, oh, I just want to talk to somebody. And I call them. At 11 o'clock at night, you don't call anybody because there's nobody to call unless you know they just got to work. So then you sit there and you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to the bar. And you go down to the bar, you're only going to have one or two, and then pretty soon people buy you drinks and all, and you're talking because you just need to talk to somebody about your day.
Right, because if not, you're going to take it home, and all you're going to do is relive the day, and you're going to have good feelings about it, but you're also so damn tired, and your brain is just, it just needs to release.
It needs to release.
You know, whether it's a conversation about the weather at the bar, just to get your mind off of that 12-hour day you just did, where you're getting your ass kicked, it's just somebody to talk to.
And if you had a bad day, like, and you're the top manager, you have a bad day, who do you talk to? You can't talk to your employees.
Right.
So you go and talk to your other chef friends.
Yep. And for me and a lot of people, we work nights. I mean, I get home at 1:30 in the morning. Nobody I know in my life is awake. They all have day jobs.
Right.
And I'm a small community. I live by myself. So, and no bars are open.
Yep.
I can't go to the bar a couple miles down the road. I have no outlet.
I wonder if Wisconsin would ever have like the restaurant bar. So if you're a restaurant worker, you can go to the bar and we will stay open till like 4 o'clock in the morning. But you have to be a restaurant, like a certified restaurant. That'd be an interesting law.
I don't want to bartend there.
Maybe we just get like digital computers, like stressful day 2 times.
I'm just gonna build a robot to talk to at the end of my shift. Know. Make me some drinks and vent about my day. But yeah, there's no outlet for a lot of people at that hour, or in small communities. You know, it's a trek to see your friend 40 miles away, and you know, you don't want to get hammered and go have some drinks and drive back 40 miles, or the weather sucks. I mean, there's a lot of things that prevent me from having that outlet.
And now there's the gas price,
right? That's a whole different topic.
Say that,
and then also like what a lot of people don't really process And even we forget to process it until like it slows down. But we spend all of our time serving people on their vacations and their holidays and yep. their weekends and their birthdays and their celebrations celebrations of life. Yep. This events, those are peak times. And I forget that I haven't seen 4th of July in 10 years. You know, I forget that right? I worked every birthday.
I take Christmas off, but before like work Christmas, New Year's. I do now because I take New Year's off, but for years, I was always working.
Right.
And you always worked until like 1 o'clock because you got everything done to this, and you're like, all right, I'm supposed to go and have a drink now. And they're like, usually I just go home. I said, fuck it.
Yep.
You know, because I was sober and you go out there at 1 o'clock, people are drunk. And
yeah, right. You got to play catch up and you only got an hour.
I'm like, yeah, nope.
It's not good for the next day. But yeah, luckily we close twice a year, so I get a month off, so I can kind of. But it's all during the seasons with no holidays. And like none of those events and those parties.
And around here, everything else is closed too. So
yeah, but you know, I'm off the next 3 weeks, but everyone I know is still working. And I miss the Christmas party, and I miss the New Year's, and I miss the 4th of July, and I miss everybody's birthday, and I work on my birthday. In my off time, there's none of those events going on. So it's still a catch-22. It's a nice breather for me.
Yep.
And I can go to restaurants and bars and get served and get a little bit of that.
Get a little love back to
you. Get a little bit of that hug back to me. But we're still missing all those, what people consider very important events in life.
Yeah, definitely. Know,
that they take very seriously, family parties and all that.
I mean, because of my career and what I've put through to my career, I miss tons of stuff. I mean, name it. I probably miss something about it.
And like I said, we love, for me, I love making someone else's 4th of July vacation
mm-hmm.
something special. Because they're staying at the resort or they spend a lot of time at my bar. Then all of a sudden the season comes to an end and I'm like, I just missed the whole damn summer.
Right.
But I'm so happy.
It's August 15th. You're like, what did I do all year?
Yeah.
I served 15 million people.
How was your summer? I don't have one.
I get bit up at night and I'm sitting on the deck having a smoke after work. Right. Other than that, right, no, I don't know.
And then I just work.
Yeah.
Sleep and work.
Right?
And I commend anyone in this industry that can do it for a lot of years. You know, yourself and myself. We keep going because we do love it.
After a while, you do get burnt out.
It's a different level of exhaustion than a lot of other jobs and careers out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying every career has, I guess every career has something, but I don't know. Like a waitress, even if your grandma died, like the day before, even if you knew she was going to die and she died and you're there, you're working. You still got to put a smile on and say hi to the people, you know.
Yep.
But somewhere in the back of your head, you're dying because your best friend just died.
Yeah, that happened to me 2 summers ago. Yeah. My closest friend in my whole life died pretty rapidly. And it happened to be right early season. You know, we got a small business, got a small crew. Our summer help wasn't there yet. And I couldn't
go to the funeral. I couldn't go to my grandpa's funeral because anything. I couldn't find anybody to work for me.
And then it being the face of the resort and in a busy bar and having to put that smile on that particular summer because I didn't grieve because I couldn't, mm-hmm. I couldn't make time. And then to be like, hey, everybody, I'm fucking happy. It ate my soul away. Right. I'm still recovering from that summer of like just the mental taxation that put on that to fake my way through like, heck yeah, it's Happy Adam.
Yep.
Inside, I'm fucking crying. I'm dying. And I'd get in the car and drive home from work at 2 a.m. and just be bawling the whole way because I had to cover that up. You know? And after 4 months, I mean, it took me a whole another year to recollect myself, and re-energize myself from having to hide that. That happens more often than not.
Yep.
You know, like you said, grandma dies. Yep. You've got to go to work. You still got to pump out the food. You still got to make the kitchen run. And it's not a...
Yep.
You can't wait till tomorrow because the people are there now. You can't postpone the task. Sorry, everybody. Can you all come back tomorrow? Because
I got something going on. Sorry, buddy.
You're right. They're there. They need things now. And you just got to put that mm-hmm. little chipper smile on.
Unless you own your own small little business or even if you own your own small little business, there's nobody behind you giving you money to keep you going. So you got
to
keep. You
still have to stay afloat.
Stay afloat.
Yeah.
Granted, I did take my birthday off last year and my day after the birthday, but that was a milestone. And I've done this for so long that I decided I want to take a milestone off for a change. Yeah.
And that's good. And it is your business, and you can make that call, you know.
Did it hurt me? Probably a little bit in the pocketbook, but...
Yeah. But you made that decision, and
you're
still afloat, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the long short is props to everybody in the industry. For anyone that doesn't ever think about that and does frequent busy bars and restaurants, give those awesome servers and those awesome cooks and those people that really love it, and you could tell that they're passionate about it. Give them a pat on the back sometimes. Say thank you. Ask them how their day is.
Yep.
you know, buy him a drink chip and say, you know, just this is for your awesome service. And especially if it's on like a holiday weekend and, you know, they're missing out on all the parties and all the family fun and all the things because they're there.
And that's probably one of the reasons why they're having a bad day. And maybe they're a little off because their grandma died.
That's right. Yep.
You know, don't be an ass because they're whatever.
Yeah. We don't get paid sick days. We don't get personal time.
Nope.
We are 100% customer demand driven. The guests dictate our lives pretty much all the time, whether it's going to the bathroom or
right.
calling off work.
I'm surprised I don't have bladder cancer by now for how much times that...
We probably do.
So I need that bladder cancer.
I don't know how healthy holding your pee in for 12 hours for 7 straight days is, but probably not good for you.
I probably not. No.
You know.
But done it. I'll do it again.
You know how many times I've had to take a shit and like it's go time and I'm the only fucking person and bartender and I'm just like, it's like 7 hours of like clench and still trying to smile and like, and then that last guest won't leave and it's like 1 a.m. and I'm like, Gus, can you get out of here? I can lock the door and just let it loose. That's like, and you just can't do it. It's those little things, you know?
It is.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, all 50 of you that need drinks and have food tickets. I've got to go poo-poo.
I've actually done that a few times. Like, sorry. They're happy busy. I'm like, I just like the wishes. I just got to do it.
Right.
I mean, I got to take a 10-minute time.
Sometimes nature calls, but.
I'm like, otherwise, it's going to be a brown spot.
Sorry if we grossed you out, folks.
Yeah, probably are. It's life.
It is life. So yeah, that's our short little sweet topic for today. It's just we put a lot of energy into make you everybody out there happy. We love what we do. The heart and the passion's there. The satisfaction, gratitude to be in this industry is tremendous. But
and that's probably why we go on vacation and go out to eat a lot.
Right. That's like gear my vacation around that vacation, service.
Because we like to go out and have people serve us. Thanks. We appreciate it.
It's our mental hug.
I mean, that's why we give them. Wait, service people are probably more happen to overtip because they're just happy to have somebody serving us.
Yes.
And we know the grueling pains you go through.
And we also know that person is making my experience better, and that's what we do. Like, it's the appreciation of what they're doing for us.
That's why we're overtippers.
Oh, man, I just came back from Minneapolis, and there's some happy servers there. 200% tips. I was just so happy to be at my favorite restaurants and watching the hustle.
And the food.
And the great food and the great drinks, and someone's making it for me, and... There was one, I had a $65 tab. I think I left her $250.
Nice.
And I was just I was so happy. It was my favorite area, Minneapolis, my favorite restaurant. Awesome server. I was just sitting at the bar eating and having a few specialty cocktails. And like I was like a kid in Christmas. This is so good. She thought I made a mistake. She tried to give me the money back. I was like, no. I understand what you're going through.
Right.
And it was a great experience. And I felt good about that because I know I made her night and other service industry people take care of me because they know that I'm making their day when they're in my establishment. So give the love, spread the love, and appreciate your hospitality, folks.
Right.
Because it takes a lot to keep that smile going.
It takes a lot,
70 hours a week for busy, busy, busy for months and months and months and months.
We're not the one behind the cubicle and flick the phone off when we got mad at a customer.
Right. We do go yell in the walk-in cooler sometimes, but where no one can hear us. But then we still got to come back out and still look in their eyes.
I've beat up a few salamis hitting the wall. Bam, bam, bam. A few garbage cans got kicked a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, my walk-in freezer is I call it my therapist office.
It is. It truly is. Your walk-in coolers, freezers, whatever, more yelling, screaming, punching something. You know, if you have a big piece of meat there, just punch it.
Just punch the meat.
Well, yeah. Back before everything was cut up for you, there's actually whole primals.
It's like Rocky when he's training in the meat packet plant.
Especially my dad was it was fun when my dad was a butcher and we'd go in there, you know, had the whole half a cow or quarter pig or whatever.
Yep.
Just go there and beat the shit out of it.
Like a heavy bag.
Yep.
Nice.
Hit the wrong spot and you had a bone all of a sudden jammed into your finger. Like, ow! There you go. Thanks, Dad. So, yeah, it's just going to be a shorty, but still be a good one.
Yeah. Well, once again, thanks for tuning in. We'll probably a couple weeks till we have another one. I'm going to do a little bit of traveling here, going to Vegas for a business conference. That's going to be cool.
Hookers, strippers, and blow.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
There's no rock and roll in this one.
My lawyer is not present.
And HR is out of the house.
Yeah, I'm going to go see some family members, which will be cool. So enjoy. Keep tuning in. We'll try to make these more frequent, but we got a lot of things that we're working on outside of this. So.
Oh, my God. My stomach is rolling on that one.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Awesome.
All right. Until we meet again.
Enjoy yourselves. Stay happy.
Yes. Have fun. We're out. Recorded at the world headquarters of the Cook and Bartender with Adam and Tiny.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, comment, follow, spread the word. We appreciate it. cookandbartender@gmail.com, cookandbartender on Facebook, or cookbartender@Instagram. Thank you.